Hey, it's Melissa from Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600. And thanks for checking out the podcast right here. If you want, you can always subscribe, share, and like it. Hope to see you guys soon. Thanks.
Hold on, I'll call you right back.
I tell you, I got so many things going on right now. I just don't even know. I just had my sister-in-law calling, asking to watch the kid, but now she doesn't need me to watch the kid. I don't know. But now I'm on to my mother, who's here for Cooking with Claude. Hey, Mom, how are you?
I'm good. Who needs you to watch the kid?
No, it's not Kevin. It's Mia. Meg had called, and she had to go do a thing at the office, and now she doesn't have to do that. So I just figured I'd call her. I didn't realize it was already time for coffee break chat. It's fine. I'll call you after the show. But no, everybody's all set, Mom. You're good.
Okay. Yeah. As long as everyone's all set, because yeah. I'm right here.
Everybody's fine. Yeah, everyone's fine. How are you, though? How are you doing, Mom?
I'm doing well. How are you, honey?
I'm holding up. Little man's two today, so.
Oh, I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
I know. I've been following you all week from the doctor's appointment all the way to his birthday.
Yes.
Week.
Yes. Well, good. That's what I need you for. That and many other things. I was very appreciative. Earlier this week, I had asked my mom because, as a lot of you know, Derek's birthday was Tuesday. Mine is next Wednesday. Chase is right smack dab in the middle. And every other week, we go and have a family meal at my parents' house for Shabbat. And we were there, and I said to my mom, I would really love lemon bars. I would love your lemon bars. And I'm not a lemon fan, actually, but your lemon bars, Mom, are off the hook. So you made them, and you stuck little candles in them, and it was very nice. So I wanted to share that recipe with everybody this morning.
So it's very easy. It's you can make it very easy or you can make it more difficult, which is what I usually do. So you want to start with, like, your crust, which is, like, 2 cups of flour, 1/2 cup of the confectionery sugar, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. You got to make sure you have cornstarch. I don't use the salt. You can put a little salt in if you want it, and then the 3/4 cups of butter, 3/4 cup of butter, and you mix all that together. I kind of do it with my hands. Wash your hands really good, because it's a lot of dry ingredients in just butter.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of, you know, mix it all together, crumble it all through your little hands, and then spray a not too deep of a, like a cookie sheet, but you need sides, but like only about 1 inch side. And then you just smash that all on the bottom and make it nice, and then you just bake that on like 350 for like 20 minutes. And while you're baking that and getting that nice and hot, you want to put 4 eggs together with 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 3 tablespoons of flour, and then the lemon peel. Now, I mean, I scrape my lemon, you know, on the outside and get a little bit more. I put a lot in, just to ask 1 teaspoon, but I overdo it. And then 3/4 cup of lemon juice. I use, I fresh squeeze my lemons, and I think that's what makes it really tart.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it, because when you first made these, so my little sister Annie Lynn is a big fan of the lemon bars. She used to go to one of our local bakeries and buy them incessantly before she went back to school. And my mom was like, all right, this is ridiculous. I can probably make these for you. And the first time you made them, Mom, you would just use regular lemon juice. And that's when I was like, I don't really care for these. And then you started fresh squeezing lemon, which takes more time. But holy moly, it was just, it went from good to amazing.
Yeah. And then the last ingredients is the 1/4 cup of 1/2 and 1/2. And you mix all that together. And as soon as your crust is done, like 20 minutes, you want to put this all on a hot crust. And then you want to put it back in the oven for like another 20 minutes. And then you cool it. And then you serve them. Square them up and serve them.
So that's it. I mean, so how long would you say? Obviously, it's about 40 minutes of cooking wise, but prepping the lemon part, you know, that I would say is your most time consuming, no?
Really? That's about, you know, but I have the old fashioned little lemon squeezer. And, you know, you go, if you could see my hand, it goes back and forth, back and forth. And you drain all that good lemon. I think it takes about 3 lemons is about 3/4 cup. I think that's
what I was going to ask you. So it's like 3 lemons.
I think it's around 3 lemons. I did 2 And they were, each lemon's about a quarter of a cup, so I had to go in and get a third. And then, yeah, they were delicious. I mean, they all went. Everything went. Everything always goes in this house.
Yes. Well, you have an army, so that's what happens. That's what happens.
But it was fun. It was fun. We should do more desserts, but, you know, I don't know.
The thing with desserts that's difficult, because I was explaining this actually to one of my listeners, Kristen, who wrote in actually yesterday and said, please tell me Cooking with Claude is on. And I said, she's been on. Yeah, she's here. And I said, we're going to do a dessert tomorrow. And like the initial reaction was, oh, because you're very much known for cooking. And I remember even graham cracker. She doesn't really like to bake, because the problem with baking is it's really not the Italian way. You've got to really stick to the recipe or it comes out like garbage. But with cooking, you know, you throw a little bit of this in, you throw a little bit of this, you taste it, it feels fine.
Yeah. And if you don't have it, it's not going to, like,
you're fine, right?
You can mix and match and, like, you know, just wing it after a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the desserts, you got to follow it to the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
But they are good, and they don't take long.
No.
And you could, like, I don't know, you could shape it in a cookie, and you could just, you know, do them round, do them rectangle. Just eat them with a spoon.
I know, right? I was going to say, or, you know, you could just eat it straight and just eat it with a spoon. Who cares? I love it. Well, I appreciate you making it, Mom. And do you have any more that you're bringing to Chase's party tomorrow by any chance?
No, but I can whip up another batch. Do you want them?
No, I think we've got cupcakes and I'm making a cake, which I don't even know why I decided to make a cake. Like, why, Mom? You know, we don't bake in this house. But
you want lemon bars for Chase's birthday?
No. I think we're good. I think we have a lot. I just didn't know if you had any left over, like, before our workout.
I have none left over. Matter of fact, the day before the dinner on Wednesday, I wouldn't even do the lemon part of it. I just did the crust because I knew the girls were, like, looking for them all night. And I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No way am I making them tonight. There's not going to be anything for tomorrow night's dinner. Well, so I had to wait till Wednesday to do the filling part. So you could do it the day before, get your crust ready, then reheat it up, and then pour it all in the next day so it's perfectly fresh.
I like that. All right, Mom. I think that's a good call, and I'm glad that you hid it from them, because you're right. They would have been gone.
I know.
Although I love my sisters dearly, but yeah, they love them lemon bars. Oh, they love them.
I know. Other than Dad, it's everyone's favorite.
I know. There you go. All right, Mom. Well, I appreciate it. I'll throw your recipe up on the website right now, and I'll see you for our workout at 11, right, with Richard?
Yep. And one other thing, if you want to top the lemon bars off with a little confectionery sugar, or you can do that too, which I didn't do.
Okay. All right, Mom. Well, I'll be sure to add that little point in there. Thank you so much.
I love you, baby. Happy birthday to Chase.
Thanks, Mom. Yes, I love you, too. I'll see you later.